All right, take a look at this strawberry. What do you notice about it? Well, it's large, it's perfectly ripe, completely red. It has no damage from insects or diseases, but there's a lot more to this strawberry than its surface features. This strawberry actually has quite a story. It's an Albion day-neutral cultivar. It was organically produced in St. Paul, Minnesota. And for those of you less familiar with my home state, Minnesota is known for cornfields, bitterly cold, snowy winters, not strawberries. So demand for local and organic fruits and vegetables is rising around the country, but this demand is very difficult to meet in the upper Midwest with our short growing seasons. Historically, strawberry producers in our region have been restricted to the hardiest June-bearing cultivars, which only fruit for a few weeks in our early season. The much more prolific day-neutral cultivars have long been considered ill-suited to our region. But this may be changing. Recent research from the University of Minnesota has shown that we can, in fact, successfully grow these beautiful, wonderful day-neutral cultivars with the use of low tunnels. The low tunnels, by sheltering the plants from rainfall, minimize the spread of diseases in cool, damp conditions. And this extends our strawberry growing season beyond what was previously considered possible in places like Minnesota. So the low tunnels may be the answer to meeting more local demand beyond our traditional June-bearing season, but they aren't yet the answer to meeting more of the organic demand, because strawberries are host to quite a wide range of pests and are consequently heavily sprayed. In the Environmental Working Group's 2017 Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce, strawberries top the Dirty Dozen list because USDA tests have shown that strawberries are more likely than any other fresh produce to be contaminated by pesticide residues, even after they've been washed. Now, no one wants that on their strawberries, but we really have our work cut out for us finding alternative pest management solutions. Fortunately, we've got some up-and-coming exciting tools that may help us out. I do research on evaluating how variance in light intensity and quality, as modified by characteristics of different low-tunnel plastic coverings, may affect the insect pest presence in an organic strawberry production system. Because, you see, many insects use UV light to navigate, so if we can take advantage of that, we can choose the right kind of plastic covering to minimize not only diseases under the low tunnels, but also insect pests. And that's how we get our beautiful strawberries like this. So though this is not an ordinary Minnesota strawberry, one day it might be.